Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate November 11th. Artemis Corona is the largest feature of its kind on the planet Venus. It's a circular patch of rock that's about 1,300 miles wide. And it may still be growing, the result of activity far below the surface. In fact, a recent study says Venus may still be an active world, with blobs of molten rock pushing up from deep inside the planet to change its surface. Researchers created computer models to simulate the formation of coronae, round volcanic features found all across the planet. They compared the simulations to pictures of the surface. They found that 37 coronae match what the simulations say young features should look like. That suggests they formed recently and are still being shaped today. There's little doubt that Venus was an active world in the past. Most of the rocks at its surface are volcanic, and it's covered with volcanoes and similar features. There's been a debate about whether Venus is still active today, and the answer seems to be yes. Orbiting satellites have detected hot spots that could be erupting volcanoes, and images have revealed landscapes that must have been sculpted by recent activity. The new study adds to the evidence that the surface of Venus isn't dead yet. Right now, Venus is the brilliant morning star. Tomorrow, it'll stand directly below the crescent moon at first light. The stars Spica and the planet Mercury will line up below them. More about this beautiful lineup tomorrow. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.